Welcome students. In this session, we are going to discuss module number 2 from the story In the Kingdom of Fools written by A.K. Ramanujan. Towards end of module number 1, we have seen that when the rich merchant was being taken to be executed, it occurred to the minister that the merchant was too thin to be executed properly on the stake. So the king and the minister decided that on behalf of him, a fat man could be executed. That much we have seen towards end of module number 1. Now let us see what further developments happen in the story. Okay, right. Let us go ahead. Now the servants are making a thorough search in the entire kingdom to find a fat man who will fit properly on the stake. When the servants searched for a fat man, unfortunately, their eyes fell on the disciple who was very bulky now. Though he pleaded that he was an innocent sannyasi, the servants did not listen to him and carried him to the place of execution. When he was face to face with death, he remembered Guru's words of wisdom that it was unsafe to live there. Anyway, he prayed to his Guru to hear his cry. The Guru, who had magical powers, who can see all the three times, knew everything in a vision and rushed to rescue his disciple. Even though his disciple committed disobedience and refused to go with him, he forgot and forgave him for all his follies and mistakes. He rushed to the court to rescue the life of his disciple. As soon as he arrived, he scolded disciple first and then whispered him something. It was part of a master plan hatched by Guru to save disciple's life. Soon there started a row between them about who would die first on the stake. Seeing this, the king was puzzled totally. He asked the Guru why they were competing to die like that. Because people are very reluctant to die, isn't it? But here, two people are struggling, competing to die. Naturally, the king gets very much bewildered and puzzled. So he asks the Guru why they are so eager to die like that. Then the Guru took him aside and secretly told him a top secret. What was that? Guru told him that the newly made stake was the stake of God of justice. And since it was never used, the one who would die first on it would be reborn as a king and the second as a minister in their kingdom. Listening this, the king was thrown into a deep thought. He was in a big dilemma now, what to be done, since he was unable to take a decision all by himself. He discussed the matter with his minister. Both of them were power thirsty. Since both of them didn't want to lose the power and the kingdom in their next birth also, they decided that they would go on the stake to get killed. They made some secret understanding with some loyal courtiers for this purpose. Thus, both of them were taken to the prison secretly at night. This they released the guru and disciple from the jail, put themselves in their places, and promptly got executed. The people were shocked to know the sudden, unexpected death of king and minister. They discussed the future of the kingdom and all on a sudden thought of the guru and the disciple. They were actually planning to leave the city secretly, the guru and the disciple. The people approached them and requested them to be the new king and minister. The disciple, who did not learn any lesson from his bitter experience, readily agreed. But the guru, who was very practical and sensible, refused to assume the kingship in the kingdom of such foolish people, because he knew quite well what would be the aftermath of it. But on being insisted, after some hesitation, the guru agreed to rule the kingdom on the condition that they could change all the foolish old laws. The night would again be night, and day would again be day, and nothing could be bought for a dudu. The people agreed with this. Thereupon, the guru assumed the power and soon changed all the foolish laws. Thus, eventually, the kingdom of fools became like any other place. Okay, children, thank you. That is the conclusion of the story. I hope you enjoyed this folk tale in your language also. There might be so many folk tales like this. Try to see it, read it, and enjoy it. Okay, thank you, right?